This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to a professional installer near you. Save 7% off $400 with code MMA7.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey, fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 513.
513.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By the way, fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I hear that ice crack-a-lacking over there.
It is. I need more ice. It's kind of light on the ice. I hate this when it happens with your drink, where the ice is almost all gone.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I got just liquids.
You know what I read somewhere recently, and I don't know if this is true because I read it on the internet, Matt.
It's totally 100% true.
At McDonald's, if they put ice in any of the size cups they serve, the liquid amount is almost the same that they put in.
What? Kind of crazy shit are you talking about, my friend?
Yeah. It's like a trick, like at the bar, the different glass sizes.
Oh yeah,
the larger beer glasses are actually not much more. It's like exactly the same almost.
It's all a trick. It's all smoke and mirrors. Trying to make money off of the man or the little man being the customer.
The tall. It's actually not much more.
That's why you just got to put your mouth under the tap and go into the fucker.
Mainline that shit.
Well, that's what you get to do when you work at the bar and you're closing it. Like, I'm gonna fucking drink right from the tap. Who's gonna stop me? Nobody.
No one's going to stop you, Matt.
That's right. Where I listen to the House of Pain, the whole album, as you're cleaning the bar. That's how old school we are.
Yeah, that's a good album.
It was way back in the day. Like, holy fuck. It's all good. So, should talk a little, UFC something or other?
259er. Happened yesterday. Well, Saturday, I should say, because who knows when people are going to watch this. So, true. Saturday.
Monday. They'll watch it
March
Monday.
6th.
I want to give credit. I think this is the first broadcast where they actually didn't bleep out swears. So, I heard every fuck. My God, this is so refreshing. We're not children. You don't have to bleep everything out. We've paid extra money for this. So that was kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
And can someone tell Bruce Buffer to take it down a notch? Because that guy announces, I don't think he knows there's no fans in attendance. And I feel like he's going to blow out another ACL. I don't know.
His head's going to rupture.
Every fucking, it's time! Like, dude, slow your roll. Slow your fucking roll. It's like you and 10 other people in this fucking UFC Apex arena.
Okay.
That's comment two. My last comment is, how did you feel about the commentary? Because I felt like they were way off last night, and it was to the point I almost turned the commentary off.
I don't know what the problem was. I felt like Joe was off all night because he had that interview too with Blackowitz, where he didn't remember that he thought he was a lightweight or a middleweight,
185,
welterweight, whatever, middleweight,
middleweight,
yeah. So I felt like the whole thing was like awkward, and Cormier didn't sound, I don't know, like something was off, but I don't know what it was.
They were over commentating because there's times when and it might be the three-man booth, like there's times when you can just let the fight speak for itself. You don't have to have 10,000 words per second. Just let the action happen. Let it marinate a little bit, you know, and then interject when you feel it's necessary. I just felt like I was getting bombarded the whole time, just like I can't focus on the fight because you guys are throwing too much shit at me, right? Like, just take it. It's like, I think Bruce Buffer set the tone. We need to be up here. Like, everyone's doing just lines of blow, just fucking railing shit, fucking monster energy and whatever else. So I don't know. That's like all the pre-fight shit I had. So Where do you want to start? Do you want to start main event? And now, obviously, we're just going to talk about the three title fights and maybe Dominic Cruz, but which fight do you want to start
with? I don't care. Let's start with the main event since we're already there. So, Jan Blachowicz versus Izzy Adesanya. Let me say one thing, and we can talk about the fight, but I did not see any 10-8 rounds. Let me just say that. So, I don't know how you feel about it, but I think the fight was definitely one-sided, but I did not see 10-8 rounds. So,
I would argue it was a 10-6. A joke. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Christ. Okay, so, I mean, I'm a little biased going into this fight because obviously I want Adesanya to win. So, I'm scoring it 2-2 going into the fifth round, and I could be wrong. I'm okay with this. But there's no way that those scorecards, like you're saying, like 49-45, what fucking fight are you guys watching? Like, what fight are you watching? Because I could argue that Adesanya was winning the first half of that fucking round. And then if just because you have top control for 2 minutes and 30 seconds does not mean it's a fucking 10-8. Like, what the fuck? Like, completely out of line. Completely out of line. It's not like he was raining down devastating elbows. Like, he rained down devastation with 5 seconds left. 5 seconds in a round does not make a 10-8 round. I don't give a fuck what planet you live on.
I mean, I Frankie Edgar, Gray Maynard, 10-8 round.
That might have been a 10-6. Like, that was, he got dropped three fucking times in that round. And that is the definition of a 10-8 is – are you on the verge of stopping it after multiple devastating blows?
Yes.
That is what a 10-8 should be. And like, even Dana White was talking about, it's like, I don't know what criteria they're giving the judges, but man, they're fucking handing out 10-8s left and right. And I mean, scoring, like usual, per the course, was off all night because you can't have, you know, a 30-27 for one guy and then, you know, a lot of split and weird decisions. And I think the most horrific scoring was in this fight. So what about like the nuts and bolts of the fight? So,
well, I think it seemed more like a sparring match to me than an actual fight. And Jan, I think power wise, much stronger, looked way bigger, than Adesanya. And I felt like, the strategy confused me because they stood up a lot. And I think Jan maybe should have tried to take him down more, but he didn't. I guess he didn't need to. He said in the post fight that he was surprised that Izzy was slower, but hit harder than he expected. So he expected him to be fast and not hit very hard, but it was the opposite for him. So I think it's clear win for Jan. I mean, I don't know. I think he moved up too quick in weight. That 20 pounds is a lot.
Yeah, and he came in at pretty much right around 200 pounds. Like, he didn't bulk up. He tried to do it lean and mean. It didn't work out, and it was just way too fucking technical for my liking, because I think they both had too much respect for each other to not throw any caution to the wind. So we're just gonna, both guys playing it as safe as possible, and then, you know, Jan getting those takedowns and, you know, whatever that weight difference was, let's call it 30 pounds. I'll call him 230. That was a motherfucker on the bottom because, you know, Israel didn't have much to offer in ways of getting back to his feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think even in the fifth round when Adesanya said, you know, my legs were shot and fatigued, which is weird. Like, there wasn't enough action for his legs to be fatigued. So I don't understand why that happened to him. But looking back, like, do you think Adesanya should have bulked up moving up to this weight class?
I think before he fights again, he needs 6 months to a year before he fights again at this weight division. He's got to take his time getting stronger, putting a little weight on, getting used to that extra weight. I don't think he can win up here. Imagine he fights Jon Jones.
He got murdered. Destroyed. That's a good question. Like, destroyed. Straight murder. But, you know, look at, like, contrast this to how John is doing it, right? So John is putting, I don't know how many pounds he's putting on, but he may have been 220-ish already. He may be 240, 250 now. And he's taking that time, where Adesanya is just like, fuck it, I want to take a test and I'll move up. And I'll give Adesanya a lot of credit because he handled the loss like a champion. He's like,
he did.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I dreamt big. It didn't work out. I'll watch the fight and see where I need to improve. But, you know, I'm excited to get back to training and go back out there. And someone was asking him in that post-fight press conference, like, what did it feel like, you know, fighting in the Apex versus fighting at Fight Island? Was there a difference? And he said, not much, but it was kind of felt like a death match being streamed to the rest of the world. I'm like, that's okay. Cool. I like that. So, but he also seemed super focused.
He did.
More so than the other fights. So again, I don't know if it's good or bad for certain fighters to not have the crowd. I think he's a crowd fighter, you know, and at least on Fight Island of late, you get a little bit of a crowd. Right. And, you know, I think Dana White was even saying, you know, Texas is opening up, or at least the governor said the whole place can be open. You don't have to wear a mask, but the mayors are kind of overriding that mask mandate and saying, we don't give a fuck what the governor said. We're going to still impose a mask mandate, because it sounded like Dana White is ready to move whatever the next numbered card is to fucking Texas.
But, nice. Okay.
Because he wants fans. Like, why not? So, yeah. But back to this fight, you know, do you think Adesanya's stock goes down from this performance, or does it affect him at all?
No, I think people will give him another chance. I think he'll be fine. Neither guy got handled. I don't think both guys didn't really have much damage on each other. So
no,
it's not,
not
it's,
at all.
Not like he got destroyed. It just, he didn't win, you know? And so I would say his stock stays the same. If he takes some time and tries again, I think he should probably take a fight down at 185 in the meantime, you know, and then maybe go up or just take a year off. I don't see him doing that necessarily. So
no, I think you just go to 185, run some shit. I mean, I guess I'm impressed with Jan, you know, because I thought Adesanya would pick him apart. But I think he kind of changed his game plan too. He wasn't as wild as what Adesanya was saying. I think I was expecting more wild Jan, and I didn't get that. And then I'm trying to feint and draw stuff out of him. I'm getting him to react, but I'm not getting him to react in the way that I'm trying to set a trap for the guy. So he fought a pretty smart fight. Again, not the most exciting, just super technical. You know, this is the one I was afraid of. I'm like, please, you guys are fucking champions. Fucking let's go for it.
Yeah.
And we didn't quite get what we were hoping for. I mean, some of the other ones where people have moved up, we've gotten the wars, but this was just kind of like you're saying, kind of like a sparring match, you know, glorified sparring match.
Yeah.
Kind of similar, like when Adesanya fought Anderson Silva. And then they said, you know, it looks like Glover Teixeira is probably going to be next for Jan at 205. And like, man, we're talking old guys fighting it out. We're both almost, how old is Glover now? 40?
42, I think, 41.
And Jan is what, 38?
You know, yeah.
It's crazy to think about that. And it's really just because, you know, John Jones steps away and he was, you know, younger 30s.
Yep. Not much doing there, but that should be an exciting one. I think both guys are super tough.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that is one where I could see a stand and bang, because we're not going to keep this a technical fight. We're going to fucking get after it. So
yep.
That one should be fun. And then,
speaking of getting after it, tell us about Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson.
Well, was it much different than we said? It was a fucking one-sided beatdown, right?
Well, this is like, reminds me of Cyborg, like when she used to fight, where everyone was all happy. And then as soon as they got touched the first time, it's like their whole expression changed.
Yeah, it's I'm fight ready. And then
that's
a fucking hit, man. My eyes are wide open. What
that's
the fuck?
A lot of power. So
I want no part of this. But she looked like she didn't even want to be in there in the first place.
Yeah.
Nor should she have been. The problem is that's her natural weight class, right? That woman is 6 foot tall. At 145 pounds. And then the problem is, like, Nunes just fucking completely walks through her. It's kind of merciful and triangle and arm bars her, but arm bar with intent to break, because she tucked it under her arm. Like, I will break your arm, bitch. My child is here. I will fuck you up. So Mom Amanda Nunes more dangerous, it seems, than Conor McGregor dad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Apparently so. Good on her too.
Yeah. And she's talking about, I guess she's going to go back to 135, and Dana White was saying Juliana Pena is calling her out at 135 for the title, and I just don't see it. I don't know. What do you think about Pena's chances against Nunez?
Yeah, I mean, I think unless it's a fluke, I think the weight cut will be tougher for Nunez than the actual.
Yeah.
So
true. That's gonna be sad, but true.
Yes. So I'm not too worried, but you know, good on her. I mean, she's tough. So
yeah, and she's just, and again, it's you're at that point where someone is just so dominant, and it's like, what do you do with them? Like, do you need to bring someone else in? But who else is even out there that could fucking challenge her?
Cyborg.
Well, Cyborg hit her with some hard shots.
She did.
And I would argue that that's a 50-50 fight anytime they fight, but that fight will never happen again.
Yeah, probably not.
Let's go to the controversial fight.
Oh, Jesus. Well, let me just say, I hate this rule. I think the whole thing is bogus.
We're talking about Peter Yan and Aljamain Sterling.
Sorry. And with the knee that happened in the fourth round to a grounded opponent, which was definitely on the button. But I mean, say I don't it. Know.
You feel like he's acting. Come on. I feel took like the easy was, way out.
Well, he saw a way out and he took it because he was losing that fight. I felt like he was out of gas. So, I mean, it was kind of the perfect thing, and too bad for Jan, but then again, it seemed like he meant to do it. So,
it's just so weird because it's like he's talking to the corner and one guy's telling him punch, punch. And then I think it was DC that's saying Khabib is listening and translating, and someone in his corner is in Russian telling him, kick him, kick him. He's like, okay. And he fucking throws a knee. So, I don't know what gets lost in translation, but how the fuck do you not know the rules when you're a champion in the UFC? I think it's pretty clear. I know he doesn't have any hands down, but one knee is a downed opponent. And I agree. And I don't understand why is it so hard to change rules that everyone can agree are bullshit. Because this rule is different state by state. So it's two hands down in one state, one hand down, no hands down. How about just get rid of the whole fucking rule? How does that matter? Like, who gives a shit? Knees to a downed opponent, I'm okay with. Like, that is a perfect example of why you should be able to knee a downed opponent. Because look, knock somebody the fuck out. Or semi-unconscious. I don't know. I'm all for that, but... back to Aljamain. Let's call him Sterling.
How's AJ.
That? I like that. AJ. I think even the commentators are saying a lot of nervous energy, a lot of inefficiency in how he's moving. And I think if you're going to fight Jan, it's a leg kick heavy and a body heavy attack against that guy. Cause he's doing, you know, defense solid, high guard, but wide open, very susceptible to the leg kicks. And it's just a tough way to win, even though we both picked it, right? Ching, ching.
I don't consider that a win, Matt.
I don't know. In the betting book, that's a win, Ingo.
True, true.
I feel like we picked that one right.
Yeah. I don't know. Overall, I mean, the girls, I probably win the better out of the three fights. I think they had the best fight and it was the shortest.
I don't know. This one was semi, I thought this one was pretty entertaining until shit went awry. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a tough way to end. And you know, you got to do an immediate rematch. I don't know how quickly you turn that around, but
3 days.
That's fine. Next weekend, we're going to headline.
Yes.
But I feel like no medical suspension. Cause you know, AJ went to the hospital. Hey, it checks out. Everything's fine. Look at that. He's totally all right. So he'll be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So that's an immediate rematch. And then the only other fight we should talk about is the Cruz versus Kenny fight. Split decision. And the same thing with Dominic Cruz. He didn't look as fast. And I can't remember the last time they said he had a win, 5 years or something ridiculous. But a split decision. But his herky-jerky style, that's another guy. Just leg kick that motherfucker. Leg kick him into submission.
Yeah.
He's 35. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's what amazes me, because he's got the kind of style, it's a young man style, like that moving and relying on mobility to not get hit with shots. And then after the fight, he calls out his Monster Energy rep and saying,
yeah, that was
fight him. So I don't understand what that's about. And before the fight was saying, I don't want Keith Peterson revving my fight, because he's the one who he claimed smelled of cigarettes and alcohol and fucking had a weird stoppage or something. So
yep.
Just, I don't know. That guy is goofy. I'm just going to leave it at that. Cruz is a goofy bastard.
Super goofy.
Yeah. And I don't like his fighting style either. So
no, I never liked it. It makes me dizzy.
Yeah, I literally, you know what's funny? I had to literally turn away for a minute because I felt like I was, remember we went fishing on Lake Michigan. We both got semi-seasick out there. Yeah, and I had the same feeling watching this fucking fight I got to turn away for a minute because we're doing like all this with the camera and this motherfucker won't stand still. I'm like, just,
I'm gonna hurt him.
Yeah, yes. We got to stop. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, can we move on from this?
Yes, please.
All right, so I got two major fighters released over the last week. We got Overeem was released, and then Junior Dos Santos as well. And Cigano has a statement on his Instagram.
That's so happy.
Yeah, he said, thanks for a great 12 years. I fought through MMA's murderer's row to get my shot at the belt. Holding and defending it was one of the great honors of my life. Thanks to every opponent and thanks to every fan and critic. I'm going to spend some time back at the drawing board, but I'm excited to move on. So where do you think these guys land, and do they land anywhere?
A bare knuckle fighting championship.
Seriously?
One of them will end up there. Bellator will probably scoop them up. But I mean, it seems this is part of the UFC's plan to get leaner, meaner, and cheaper, right? Heavyweights make the most money out of anybody, and especially Overeem probably making the most out of a heavyweight, minus being a champion. And Junior Dos Santos is probably in that upper tier. So it's a cost-cutting measure right now. If you're not getting revenue from ticket sales or merchandise at the arena and whatever else, you know, liquor sales, got to make some kind of cuts. And unfortunately, it's going to come up at the fighter's expense, which is weird because they usually love to milk these fuckers until, you know, keep squeezing that stone until you can get blood out of it, man. Yep. And match them up against the young and up-and-comers. So, you know, that's kind of what they just did to Arlovsky. And I'm surprised he's still with the organization if they're fucking cutting everybody and everybody, right?
The white man always goes last.
Oh, it's a racist thing, right? Get rid of the Brazilian guy, get rid of the black guy. Fine. Great. Now the UFC is racist. Now I can't subscribe.
I think it's just like luck of the draw. So,
well, it's a dollars and cents. And I think Overeem is probably the highest paid
heavyweight.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. And he was making like 400 or 450 a fight or something crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it might even be half a million or 750. I don't know. He was top out of all of them, and Arlovsky's got to be close, and Junior Dos Santos, is those three are right in that tier of we've been in there for fucking ever. And then if you think about like Reebok sponsor money, they're fucking at the top of the tier because they have a million fights in UFC, or at least Arlovsky. So Arlovsky is probably next to go. That's all I'm saying. So moving right along, here's a interesting thing I saw. I didn't know was a thing. So update this page. I got all these fucking pop-ups showing up and I can't fucking close them off, so we're just gonna have to deal with it. So apparently Felice Herrig has a foot fetish page that I didn't know existed.
What?
Yeah,
that is weird.
Oh wait, like why is she posting like pictures of her nasty ass feet?
I don't know. Is that, is this real? Is this really her?
Yeah, that's her.
Like, oh my God. Okay.
I'm not a foot guy. I don't understand this. And it, my computer agrees with me and won't even fucking let me see it. So we'll just get off of this. Like, what? I don't understand the obsession with feet. Maybe you can enlighten me. Like, why are people into feet? And why would you be into a fucking fighter's foot or feet?
I don't know. It's like a fetish. They get, they connect sexualized behavior with certain things like body parts or whatever. There's people who wear diapers. That's a thing.
See, I can support wearing diapers. I cannot support getting off on a woman's feet.
I don't know, man. You know, whatever.
If she had hooves, I could be more into this. But when you're talking about feet, I wish I could dial up closer on one of the pictures, because they're, you know, they're disgusting. I don't know. Feet are just disgusting. My page does not work, but it's Fleece Herrig's feet, Wikipedia or something.
Wikifeet.com. Huh. Never heard of this.
Oh, there's a close-up. How fucking disgusting are those?
There's like all kinds of weird feet. They have celebrities.
There you go.
Good Lord.
How is that hot? I want to fucking throw up.
I don't know.
In my mouth and fucking swallow it, throw it up again and re-swallow it. That's all good. Right. What else is going on? Get out of this, please.
I have one more.
I'm sorry for bringing that up.
Yeah. Cody Garbrandt kicked off an airplane recently because his two-year-old couldn't keep their mask on. And he was flying Southwest and he's pissed about it.
Well, I thought if you were two or under, you didn't have to wear one.
I don't know.
But maybe, who knows? Airlines are all different, but.
Apparently the flight attendant who got him kicked off hid in the bathroom when he was leaving. Because like he thought the guy was going to kill him for, you know.
Well, you're not going to be wrong. If you get me kicked off a plane, I'm not going to be fucking happy. I mean, I get it. Like, wherever I'm going and you just fucked my vacation up.
Yeah.
We're going to have words. I might flush you down that fucking toilet or try to. Like, that toilet isn't pleasant. And putting your head in there with that blue funk water that comes down, you're going to be drinking that shit, my friend. You're going to be drinking that. I get it. I feel like that man needs a fight.
Probably.
He's probably a little starved. So moving right along. So I saw Elle McPherson posting some photos, some little racy photos. She is 56 years of age. And let's just check out what she's looking like these days.
Yo.
Nice. Does that look like 56?
No.
It's very I think 56 is 36. I don't know, but.
It's kind of a pretty far away shot, though. You know, you can doctor it up a little
bit. Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know what the hell's going on, but it seems like there's this trend of 50-year-old women that were hot, that are still somewhat hot, that keep posting bikini and or less pictures. And you know what? 100% support of this.
I support
this
it as well.
Whatever's going on.
They're competing with each other. So,
yeah. Like, look at what my body looks like. Look at mine. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So let's move into the obscure. So SportsCenter had tweeted this out. I'm not sure what to make of this new fucking sport. They said it's basketball. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's really loud.
Sorry. Basketball and wrestling. I don't know, but it looks semi-dangerous. Gay. Like there's a lot of holding and grabbing and holding and. Let me put my hands on you, man. Let me grab you and push your head down. What are we doing here, Ingo?
He's not even trying to score. What's happening?
Oh, they're trying to score, my friend.
Just not at basketball. Not in a
basketball sense. Like, I'm trying to get in your pants, my friend. I don't get what this is. I don't know if I support this, but I'm assuming this is Russia.
They can pin people.
Yeah, I don't get the rules, but apparently that's the thing. I don't know what to make of that. I just share the obscure.
They're just beastly men. They need something to do, something to grind against.
Apparently, like a puppy, right? A newborn,
right?
Male puppies. They need to get their shit on or off.
I will get video, Matt, and I'll try to get it into one of our shows.
Like, look at him go! He's got a lipstick on. Hell, son of a bitch.
They might not allow us to upload it if you put that on. It's considered reality.
probably not. I don't see a lot of dog fucking videos out there, or dogs trying to hump shit videos, but who knows? Maybe we're trendsetters. Could be like this NFT. We're like puppy fuckers, man, of the internet. I don't know. We're not fucking puppies. The puppies are fucking things. Clarity on that subject.
Yes.
KO of the week goes to whoever these guys are. Roots of Combat. Hopefully we have no volume. And if I do, I'm sorry. So I don't know what's going on here, but
that was like flush with the heel.
Jeez. Yeah. I mean, thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
The ref isn't doing anything.
He's I just watch like, oh, fuck, that looked painful. And I'll just, okay, you can pray to him and whatever. Okay. That's very brutal. We don't get brutal knockouts. Umbrella?
Brutality.
Yes. Here's the tattoo of the week. This one's right up your alley. I just bought my daughter a tattoo for her 19th birthday. Wait, she got a very simple one, thankfully. Just the design of a wave. So it's just basically like, hang on. Deet, deet. Very simple, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Try to discourage, but, you know, I'd rather it's simple and basic than intricate and regretful for life. So it's hard to tell her don't do it when me and my wife both have tattoos. So
good point.
I said, well, you should probably wait till you're 27. That's when I got my first
one. Yeah.
No, when did you get your first one?
39.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it makes more sense because you got shit figured out somewhat, right?
Yeah.
Older is better. Because then you're not going to regret shit for a lifetime.
Correct.
Just regret it for, you know, 40 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. Tattoo of the week. What the fuck do you make of this?
Jeez. That's pretty aggressive, dude.
Are you sure that's not your next one?
No.
Like, so on your chest, I'm not sure what this is over here. Like, I get what this is. I understand what that is. I don't know what the fuck's going on over here.
Yeah, it's a little odd. I don't know either.
Fuck it. Fuck it, Ingo.
I think you just, you don't have any other choice.
No regrets, all right?
Right. Crazy.
Tweet of the week. Move right along. This is what I'm going to hell for, but you can ride with me if you want. I can't hear you, Ingo. Matt Hamill. Where is he now? Yeah. I don't know. Saying move right along. I'm getting out of that ask the nuts. I'll ask this one. Fuck it. Who should Luke Rockhold fight next? I know there was some video of him and Bisping being all buddy buddy now. Bisping walked up to him at, like, while Rockhold was training. Rockhold had his dog there. Bisping was trying to buddy up on his dog, and hilarity ensues. There actually was a decent interaction between the two, but
I did not see that.
I have to forward that over. But
I believe Rockhold, that Rockhold should fight himself.
Yeah, maybe. Who's prettier, me or you? Right. Looking in the mirror.
Right.
It's been 2 years since he fought, and I said, you know, it's probably Weidman makes the most sense, but I have no fucking idea what weight class these guys are trying to fight at anymore, because both of them are kind of rubber banding up and down. So
light heavyweight, I would say, for him. I mean, his last loss was to Jan Błachowicz. Go figure.
Yeah.
Yoel Romero.
Well, and, you know, credit Adesanya for not getting knocked out either, because Błachowicz was knocked out like 3 of the last 4.
Yeah. Weidman makes sense, but he already beat Weidman back in 2015.
Yeah, and that's right when it started that downside for Weidman.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no guy.
It's weird.
I'm like,
it's a weird choice.
I don't know.
And we'll move right along now. And then Randy Lockmeyer asks, sorry, I keep getting that wrong. Do you think there will ever be a time or place for tough man contests like they used to have in Rockford and other cities? Love going to them in the past. Well, I think Rough and Rowdy is kind of like the tough man. And the weird thing was, as I think back to tough man, I did fight in that Rockford one. As I look
right behind you,
older, like how many fucking years ago was that? That's what's scary to me. 1995. That's what, 26 years ago. Is that right?
You can do the math.
Oh my god! Like, oh my god! Like, I feel like so old when I pull that. Like, fight of the night heavyweights, 1995. Oh, it makes me sick to even think about that at the Rockford Metro Center. But
that's a fine establishment, right?
Yeah. Seats, I think 10,000, probably was 6,000, and just that's just one of those nights where you think back in like decisions you've made in your life, and like that's where I can go. I either become a fighter and go this way, or I don't become a fighter and go that way. And it was like, I either win this fight and I go down a fighting path, or I lose and don't become a fighter. And luckily I lost and didn't become a fighter, because that's not a healthy way to make a living. And
it is not.
I think you could do more with your brain sitting on the outside and just training casually now, not right. As aggressive as we had in the past. But yeah, I mean, I would say just even those competitions, there were more fights in the fucking stands than there were in the fucking ring. Because when Pabst Blue Ribbon is the sponsor for the event, well, things gotta get settled, and they gotta get settled right here and now. That's man right. So I'll just keep that. I think they should have more. And you know, they've since banned tough man competitions, because I'll tell you what, there was barely a weight class. I think it was 185 to 400 was the heavyweight. That was fucking 220, and there was zero drug testing. You could have been fucking high as a kite. You could have been all juiced up. I don't know anything about that. And you could have been on crack cocaine. They didn't give a fuck. They just wanted you to fight. You get out there and exciting. You fight. You're the meat. And they actually want you to pay to fucking compete. And I was willing to do that. But luckily I found the Gravedigger to sponsor me.
Yeah.
Johnny James, Gravedigger. Anyway, moving right along. And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather spend the next year exempt from all taxes or have a 1 month paid vacation?
Taxes.
1 month paid vacation. This is how I'm going to make it the most expensive paid vacation ever. Like I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't want to be on a yacht, but I feel like I could rack up a lot of damage on some kind of a yacht
for a month.
Fuck, I feel like it's gonna have to, there's gonna be have to be drugs involved for sure. Tropical location.
Okay.
Some extracurricular activities, whatever those entail. I don't know what those are, but they'll be exciting. I feel like I need that fucking money gun that's popping out hundreds, just making it rain hundreds on whoever gets in my way. Potentially like a country where they make $6 a month. So if you're fanning out $100 bills, like imagine the fights that are going to go down for a fucking hundred, but you're shelling out thousands of hundreds. Like, people are gonna be dying. I don't know if this is good, but I feel like there'll be horses and llamas and little people running around and fucking monkeys in jockey uniforms, and fucking running out a greyhound track and monkeys in jockey uniforms, and we're gonna get them all coked up and on steroids and fucking go whack it off,
follow banana.
Yeah. Chase the banana. They don't chase the fucking whatever that was the dogs would chase. It was like a fake bone or something. Yeah. And I think they've banned all dog racetracks in the United States now, unfortunately. So you can do it out of states. I'm pretty sure that's somewhere.
Why did they ban it? Because it's animal endangerment?
Probably. And then we need some cat fighting. Go see some cockfights.
Okay, that's one thing I wouldn't want to see. I don't know. That sounds just ridiculous to me.
I'm all for everything. I'm open to things. I'll just put okay. it out there. Put in you.
I go to a bullfight though. That sounds like fun.
Sure. I'm zoning out right now. I'm thinking about my vacation. Go ahead.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Would you rather have the best house in a bad neighborhood or the worst house in a good neighborhood?
I'll probably take the worst in the good.
Yeah. Do you want to get raped and pillaged habitually? You don't want to be the best house in a bad neighborhood ever. You don't want to look like you have money when you have money. You want to pretend like you don't have it.
Correct. So
the worst, you could be the worst house in a good neighborhood, but have this like fucking three level basement that just extends. I have a fucking underground water pool or swimming pool that nobody knows.
Underground swimming pool.
Yeah.
200 feet down, huh?
Yeah. Wasn't there one guy that built like a mansion underground and no one knew about it in some shithole country or whatever?
House. Yeah, I remember that. I forgot where that was.
It's like a palace he had built. Like,
they didn't even see them bring materials in. It's
no. That's what you need. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be filthy rich and live 400 years ago or be poor but live today? That's a tough one. What do you do if you're filthy rich 400 years ago?
Besides, so like the 1600s?
I don't even know what the fuck's available.
I don't think you live that long.
No, I think you're dead at 30.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
I'll stay in current times.
Yeah. I think
that sounds better.
I think you could turn it around. You can be poor. You can turn it around. If you don't have the internet, I don't know why you live then. No internet is just death. No internet. Like, why are you living then? Just kill yourself if there's no internet. That's how I feel. Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all?
Never talked about at all.
I don't care. It could be either, right? Who cares? Mm-hmm. My wife posts shit on Facebook. She's like, do you need, like, my daughters are very like picture approval for like whatever goes on Facebook. Like, I need to approve that picture before it goes on Facebook. She asked me, do you want to see, like, I'll tell you this one time. I don't give a fuck what you post anywhere. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. Like, I don't care. Yeah. I could be naked. You can put my asshole up. I don't care. No one should care.
You should do that.
You post, like, please post a picture of
that.
My
should
asshole.
Be your Facebook,
like, spread out, like, deep
the wall
shot.
Picture.
Yes, I'm gonna update that tomorrow.
Perfect,
it's fine.
Oh my god,
I don't know. I think people shouldn't care. That's all I'm saying. Just don't care what other people think about you.
You know what you do? You do it, but then you black and white it and then do some weird effects on it so it doesn't look like an asshole anymore, but you know it's your asshole.
Like, maybe that's my NFT, right? So it's a picture of my asshole, but nobody knows. Like, you should see this epic work of art that fucking MMA Nuts just released. It's a one of one. It's kind of mosaic, kind of tasteful. It smells a little weird, but I think we should get in on it. $10,000.
Exactly. Yes. 100.
Oh, 100,000. I like this. And then you tell them later, it's actually my asshole.
That's right.
And I took a shit and I didn't wipe.
Oh my god.
Took a picture. You fuckers bought it. And then I send the uncensored $1 million. Okay, and then back to Rodrigo. So also on another note, guys, more good news. In my journey to continue to lose weight, I've officially lost 98.5 pounds. Awesome. Says awesome. I'm looking better every day. Take care, guys. And may you and your loved ones stay safe. That's awesome, man. Keep it up. Be swole.
Lean and mean, baby.
That's right. That's the only way to be. Mm-hmm. Fuck, Mary, Kill, Celebrity Edition number 129, Maxim Hot 100 number 3.
Okay.
I got too much shit open. Fucking Felice Herrig's nasty ass feet showing up on my timeline. Or whatever this is. So first we start with Urasaeus Bourbon. I'd probably say that wrong, but whatever.
I'm not that excited about this.
She looks very young in other pictures. This was the oldest looking picture. I believe she's 27. Deepika Padukone?
It's better. Still very young. What's going on here? These girls look like 12.
I didn't check the ages on number 2 and 3. So.
Oh my god. Zoe
Kravitz. And then Zoe Kravitz. Jeez. Where are you going on this one? This is tough. This is a tough choice. I feel like it's the best of the worst.
I think I'm going to have to marry Zoe Kravitz because it's just kind of cool to be married to like a musician's daughter. Maybe she's a musician. I don't even know.
Or maybe she's married to him. I don't know.
I'd be like, hey, can we hang out with your dad?
That's a good point. I might have to agree with you on this one. I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah. And then I guess the second one I'd bang and the first one I'd kill. Yeah.
So that's just too young looking. And this one's very mysterious, but she's got a Megan Anderson vibe. And I feel like that's like a loss waiting to happen on my record if I do anything with this woman. So
there you go.
Fuck and go away kind of deal. Ran into some knowledge. Got some knowledge for this week.
Do I?
Yeah.
I do. So I have this video. I hope it's not too loud. It is...
Hang on. I just opened a video. I got to pause mine. Okay, go ahead.
I have to go back. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So singer tells drummer to stop dragging, as in being too slow. Hilarity ensues.
What? the bass player's still going.
He's like, what's happening?
Oh, shit. It's on, motherfucker. The bass player is impartial.
Yes.
Whoa.
No one's doing anything. Found that random.
Fuck it. That's weird. You don't fight your fucking bandmates.
Of course you do. It's rock and roll. You fight everybody.
You're too slow, man. I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
And then I'll share this one. It's like, sometimes I feel like life treats me like this. I'm pretty sure we've seen this one before.
Oh, yeah. You showed this one before a while back. Ridiculous. Oh.
Need a little sound. What? I think I'm just going to sit here and have a moment of zen.
Something wrong with these dudes. Seriously. Like, they're like, wow.
And I feel like if you're going to kick someone in the nads, you got to go for it, because this guy isn't really going for it. They're just kind of pity-patter. Now we're doing battering rams to the nuts. Okay. I've seen it all. Like, what the fuck, man?
That's ridiculous.
There are a thing called vasectomies that you can just get where you don't have to repeatedly punish yourself, but maybe it's just a cultural thing. I don't know.
They have balls of steel, literally.
Or none. They just get them chopped off, but I don't know.
Could be that too.
I think that's all I got. Let's shut down.
All right.
Well, they gave birth.
Yes. In this week's edition of I Made Up, my name is Ingo Weigel.
I'm Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.